Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara. We are two lines from the bottom of Chaf Beis and Beis. Words of Tanu Rabbanan. So we're learning in a Braisa. V'nasati gishmichem bi'itam. I will give the rain should come in its proper times. This is a special bracha, not just that there should rain, but also it should come in a time. And so the Gemara continues and expounds upon this pasuk. Lo shikor, literally not drunk, meaning not overly saturated. V'lo tzmea, it shouldn't be thirsty. It should be too little. Ela be'unin is but a perfect amount. It should be a perfect amount of moisture, a perfect amount of rain coming out. And that is the bracha given over here. She calls manchek. Because if you have excessive rain, which is that's not good, that's going to make the earth muddy and the ground muddy, and not necessarily the most productive way to grow. Veina matzia peres is not going to be able to grow produce. Davar acher, another interpretation, turning on to next time on Chav Gimel Mad Aleph now. Be'itam, what is the proper times? Be'leli revios, be'leli shabbosos. She'll fall on a Wednesday, the night of Wednesday, and on the night of Shabbos or Friday night, meaning Tuesday and Friday nights, when people would be less inconvenienced by the rain. Friday nights, obviously, because people are not able to travel that far, they're not going places, so therefore, they're not going to be necessarily hanging around at nighttime, so that's something that's considered better for them. And with regards to Tuesday nights, the chor is because there was a Rashi based on Psachim quotes that there was a igras bas machalas. It was a type of shade, a demon that used to come out at nights and harm people, so people were very afraid to leave on Tuesday nights. And therefore, if it rained, then that would be a perfect time because no one would be inconvenienced. Well, obviously, there's always somebody somewhere, but that's and most people will not be inconvenienced by that. Now the Gemara says, Shekema sinu b'yemei Shimon b'shetach. We find during the time of Shimon b'shetach. Shimon b'shetach was very early tonight. He was the Rosh Sanhedrin, and he was around 150 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He was during the time of Yana. His sister had to hide him. He had a sister who was Shulamit. She hid him, and eventually Shimon ben Shetach brought back the power after Yana had died, and when she was the queen, and it was a very good period actually for Kal Yisrael, because they were both spiritually and very physically, meaning they had a lot of money. Also, things were very good for Kal Yisrael at that time. So she yarded. So what happened? It was raining for them only belilah rivios leshabbos at the time Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Achinasu chitim klayos because the kernels of wheat became large as the size of a kidney. It was seorim kigarni zaysim and the barley would be large as the size of an olive. Vadashim kidinar zav and the lentils would be as the size of the gold dinar coins. Mitzarmem dugmas ladoros lo dia kama hachet gorim and they would put it away to show Klal Yisrael and the future examples that show what happens when you're not sinning, when you're being good to Hashem, what kind of a bracha and shefa he'll give you in the world. Shneimar avonoseichem hitu elev achatoseichem manu atov mikem. Your sins that turned the brachas of rain away and your transgressions have withheld the good coming to you. Because Baruch Hu wants to give us shefa, he wants to give us bracha in the world, only our sins is what's stopping us. You know, we should be very careful that we see things are happening, you know, in the time of the corona and everything like that. Obviously, cheshbon nefesh to change our ways. V'chein matzinu b'mei hordes in times of Herod. First, he was terrible. He killed like all the rabbanim. He was a crazy king also. But then, he wanted to do tshuva. And so he said, what can I do for killing all these people? He said, you're a machrev of the whole world, so you should be building it. So he then took upon himself, that's what we call Herod's temple. It's not really, it was right, it was built by Ezra, but he built what we see, a lot of what we see is the design of Horges, of Herod, King Herod, who made it very, very beautiful, mamish, unbelievable structure. And when you have the schus to come there to Israel and then take the tours, you see how amazing, how far down it goes, how tall it was, and just how the structure looked. It's really beautiful building. So they were being Osek during, this was a good time for Klal Yisrael, they're engaged in building Beis HaMikdash, but Yordin Gishamim Belayla, it would rain at nighttime when they weren't working, V'lamachar, and the next day, Nashua Ruach, the winds would blow, V'nizbar Zerah, Avim V'zarcha Chama, the clouds would disperse, and the sun would come out, V'yatsu Am L'malachtan, V'yardu Shemalachat Shemayim V'yadayim, they would go out to work in the morning and be perfectly dry. They said, wow, this is amazing. We still have rain, the crops are still growing, and that we're still able to work perfectly. That's like the best of both worlds. They realized that what they were doing, Akash Baruch Hu was very happy with what they were doing. Ma'isa Shishalchu L'Choyni Amagal. So now continuing the story of the famous Choyni Amagal, and we actually know where his kever. I think probably Beis Arizal was the one who showed us where it was, but we have a Mesorah Baruch Hu. I was able to be there last year. I think that may have been the first time I was there. Choyni Amagal's kever. So the Choyni Amagal was, this is the story. It's going to be elaborated a little bit more than what the Mishnah has. This is the Braisa expounds upon this even a little bit further. Taner Rabban, we learn a Braisa. Pa machas yatsu rov adar v'loyer de gesham. So one time it happened that most of Adar passed and still had not rained all of this season. Shalchu l'choni amagal, they sent to choni, literally a person who makes the circle. Yisbalu v'yar de gesham, davin that it should rain. Yisbalu v'loyer de gesham, davin, no answer, didn't rain.
So he had a little bit of chutzpah over here. He drew a circle, and he stood within that circle. Kederach shows a Chavakuk on a similar. He learned his ways from what Chavakuk had done. Shnimra al mishmarti emed vezyasve al matzor. Chavakuk was saying, and the pasuk continues, vetzapa liros mai daber bi. The Chavakuk wanted an explanation from Hashem why the Rishayim are able to succeed and the Tzaddikim are suffering. So he dug a circular pit, something like a dungeon, and he declared that he would not leave until he had an answer from Akash Baruch Hu. So Amar Lefanav, so Chavakuk also, so he learned from that, and he also, he gave a little, he said, you have to be on a certain level, obviously. We're going to see that in the Hemshich. So he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, the master of the world, Banecha, Samu, Paneim, Alay, Shani, Kevin, Lebayis, Lefanecha. Your people sent to me, they sent to me to turn to you, because I'm like, I'm a Ben Bayis to you, I'm a member of your household, I'm very close with you, and I'm very close with you, therefore you should have listened to me. Nishba, Ani, B'Shimcha, Gadol. So now you made a swear, you swore in Hashem's name, great name. That I will not leave, I will not move from this circle until you take pity on your children. So in response, it began to a little trickle of rain came down. He said, teacher, we wish to not die. We need more rain. We're going to die if it's not more rain. It seems to be from us that you made the Shavuot Hashem, and Hashem likes you very much. So he is like you're a Ben Bias by him, like you had said, and therefore Hashem just wanted to release you from the neder, from the oath that you had made, and therefore he just made it rain a drop, but it's not going to be enough to help us at all. So Amar, so he therefore clarified what he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo kach shalti, Hashem, I didn't ask for this. Elakish me boros shichinim aros. So then he said, I want enough to fill the water, the ditches, the caves, everything, enough water for everybody. Yardu bezav. So then it began to pour, like a major downpour. Mamash, a crazy storm. Ashe kol tipa v'tipa kum lo pichaves, until each drop was the size of a jug. It rained a crazy amount of pouring rain. Mishira chacham shetipa p'chusam a lug, and the chachamim estimated that there was no drop less than a lug. Amar lo tamidav. So chachamim said, Rabbi, we're going to die if it's a crazy, a torrential downpour like this. People are going to die. This is very bad. This is not good. Too much. It seems to me to destroy the world like times of Noah. This is crazy what's going on. Amar lefanav lokach shalti, so he sent back to Hashem. This is not what I requested. So therefore I ask of you, Hashem, a goodwill bracha and a good amount of rain. So therefore, yardu kitikun. After he downed like that, then the rain fell normally. Until people had to climb up to Har Bayis. You know, Har Bayis is on the top of a mountain. So they were climbing there because the other areas were much more maybe from the downpour beforehand were very wet. So they went up to the Har Bayis, which is on the top of the mountain, in order not to get wet. Amru lo Rebbe, so just as you daven for the rains to fall, also daven that they should stop. Amru lehem, but he said at this point, I have a tradition from my Rebbeim. Sheinus palam al rov tova. We don't stop davening for something that's great. Rain is a bracha. It's like it's shkulat tchias amesim that we've seen earlier in the Masechta. How can I ask for it to daven? Alf bechem, but still he agreed to them. Hevil lo parho da. So he asked for a parho da. A shayla over here. What is this parho da? Rashi understands that it was a par to confess his sin, and it was a shlamim. So, however, Achronim asked, the Gvor Sari asks on Rashi, we don't find any shlamim that has a vidui associated with it, a lashon of a confession that you're confessing your averus on it. Lachora has to be something else. So he therefore understands that hoda is not confession, but rather like toda, lashon of thanks. He gave a korban toda. That's what he brought. Whatever it was, he brought a korban to ask. Meaning, he's now telling Hashem that he doesn't want to bring this rain anymore. So havielo par hoda. He brought this confession according to Rashi, or toda according to Gvor Sari. Samach shtei yada v'alav. He leaned his two hands on it. V'amar lefanav, and he said to Gvor Hashbaruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, Am Chayisrael shotzitzim Mitzrayim. The nation that you took out of Egypt, Eina nechol and lo berov tuva lo berov paranos. We can't do too much good or too much bad. Too much good over here. Apparently, is the lacked water. Is it too much? It's not necessarily going to be a good thing for us. Kasta leim. You became angry with them. Eina nechol and lamoid. Hishpata lem tuva nechom lamoid. If you bestow too good on them, then they're not going to be able to bear it. Yiratzon mufanecha shiavsiku agashem v'yer revach ba'ilam. That I ask it should be your will, Hashem, that you should remove the water. Miyad nish baruach, and at that point, immediately the wind began to blow. And the clouds dispersed, and then the sun came out, and it was nice out. And the people went out into the fields. Revilem kmein the pitrios. They brought back. They had different type of mushrooms, things, and so therefore they knew it was a good thing. Shalachol Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon Shetach sent Choni Amagal il malach Choni atay. If you're not bringing Choni, gozone alecha nidoy, I would put a ban upon you. Sheilu shnayim kishnei liyahu, because even the neder that you made, the oath that you made was improper, because had these years been similar to the years of Eliyahu Anavi, we know that the rains were given. He made a decree that there should be no rain. and he had control over the rain. He made a decree, I think it was many, it was 5 years, 7 years, I forgot the number, many years, where there was no rain in Eretz Israel. So the name would not be ruined by you. I just don't understand what exactly is this big kashish. Lamaisa, he was not in the time of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu had a different reason to assume to punish Klal Yisrael. Okay, either way, but that's something that he was bothered by. What can I do with you, Choni? What can I do? Because you are Shata Mischata from Makom, you misbehave before Hashem by expressing in this lashon, like, I didn't want this, I didn't this. Vessel of Snacha, Kivich Mischata Ovi, be like a son who misbehaves towards his father, demanding what he desires. The Osa Lorotzoina, and he fulfills your wish, Lemelo. The son says to him with respect, Abba, Olcheni Lorach, Tzayin Bacham, Shetvini Bretzoinen, bathe me in a warm water, rinse me off in cold water, Tinli, it goes in Shkinia Farsang Ramon, and give me nuts, almond, peaches, pomegranates, all these nice things, and Nosinlo. His father gives it to him, Balecha Kasuvemer, Yismach, Avicha, Vimcha, Visaka, Yorosacha, your father and mother should rejoice over you. They love you so much, they can't say no to you. Even if you ask for a lot of things, that's similar to Choni Maga was saying that you asked for Shemem Shetach, was saying to Choni that you're such a good person, whatever you ask for Hashem will grant because you're such a tzaddik, L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanur Rabbanan. We learn in our Braisa, Ma Shalchu B'nei Lishkas Agaz L'Choni Maga. What did the Lishkas Agaz? He's literally Lishkas Agaz, the stone that was shoot out, that was engraved. That's always a Lashon for the Sanhedrin HaGadayla. That's where they sat, in type of half circle. So they said, you pronounce a decree and be fulfilled. For you, light will shine on your ways. So we're learning out, this is referring to Choni, Vatigzor Omer. You will pronounce a decree and be fulfilled before you. You, Choni, decree below, and it should rain. Hashem, not to listen to you from heavens. And your light will shine on your ways. Door door that was in darkness, we had no rain. We had seen that Gosh Baruch Hu wasn't interested in us. He lost interest in us. So then you brought back the light by bringing out the rain. So the Gemara continues learning about the Sanhedrin. That's when they have fallen low, they said it should be uplifted. Dorsha shafel agbasa betfilasecha, generation that was low, because of the lack of rain, you raised it through your tefillas. Esachi naim yashia, and one whose eyes are downcast, he will save. Dorsha sachba, avoyno shata betfilasecha, generation that was very low, and because it sinned, you answered your tefillas, and Hashem answered you. Yimalet I naki, Yimalet imnaki, so he will deliver a door who is not innocent. What does this mean? Dor shelo yanaki milmata betfilasa, a generation is not innocent, and Hashem brought you through the tefillas. Nelat bebor kapecha, you delivered because of your hands. Milmata maase yadecha habura, you have delivered the generation through the clear, pure maisim of your hands. Again, it seems to be an emphasis a few times that the door was not worthy, and Choni Magal Schus had brought us up to the level where which we were bezorcha to these things. Amar b'yoychanan, we continue talking about the end of Choni's life, a fascinating thing. Kol yamav Yisrael is a tzaddik. That Choni Magal, his ways, Ayamitzar al Mikra Zeh, he was very bothered by the pasuk of Shira Malas Peshuva Hashem Etziva Sayinu Sayinu Kachom. Should be familiar with this. We sing it every time. Some say this every time before Betzing, not just on Aras Bevel. A lot of Chassidim had the minhag to say Shira Malas every day. Side point. But either way, so they definitely should be familiar with this pasuk from Shabbos, though, and Tezu Notzi Tachanin, then everyone should be saying Shira Malas. And it's like, it's a great exhalation that we're going to be so happy. Shem will turn us going to be like dreamers. So what does it mean that we're going to be like dreamers? That we're going to come back from the Gullus Bavel, which is going to be after 70 years, and that's like a dream, a 70-year-long dream. It's like a dream, and we're coming back after 70 years. Agar Rav Nevinsel had first of all, he likes to quote the Rambam, that we never really know what's going to be in the time of Gullus Mashiach, but he said it could be the one of the things that we're dreaming about, is that he said, is that for Trias, it's a reference to Trias, it might be Trias Amesim, and in Trias Amesim, so a person's going to come back, and there was the person's great-grandmother, she died at 20, and this person, the great-granddaughter, lived to 95. So Shimei come back as a 95-year-old, and the great-grandmother is going to come back as a 20-year-old, because that's when she died, and that's when she died. So they're going to come back, and that's kechomes, like we're going to be laughing, what in the world is this? You're my great-grandmother, how am I 95, and you're a 20-year-old? So that could be, a little bit of a joke, I don't know if it meant it seriously, but either way, that's one interpretation. Again, so over here, it's like we're dreamers, we're dreaming for 70 years. So he asks, Amar mi'ika danayim shivin, dinayim shivin shana b'chalma. Is it possible a person that dream or continue to dream for 70 years, you could sleep for 70 years? Yom Achad, one day he was going on the road. He saw a man planting a carob tree. How many years does it take for this carob tree to have any fruits to it? So he said back to Choni. He said it takes 70 years. You're going to live for another 70 years, like 30 right now. You're going to be 100 years old when you have this carob? No, it's not for me. So he said to Choni, the man found a full carob trees. Just like my ancestors planted it for me. I'm planting it for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my Shisile Nami Levrai. So what do I want to plant for my children, my great-grandchildren, whoever it may be, who are zochet to use these plants in 70 years from now? And what happened? Yosef kakarach rifta, Chori sat down and he ate some bread. So he was eating some bread. Asalei shinos, and all of a sudden he became really tired. And Naim, and he fell asleep. Drana lay mishum nisasei. And he was around the area of rocks, so nobody was able to find him. Iskasebe'ainayim became hidden from anybody seeing him. V'naim shivin shani, and he was able to sleep for an entire 70-year period. A fascinating story over here. The way that the rock formation was, nobody was able to find him. It's fascinating that the Marsha quotes from Yosfun, which is a Josephus. Josephus writes that Choni was actually killed in a war between the last Chashmonaim. And you know, the Yom of Hanukkah, the last Chashmonaim, we know they were not necessarily the best Malchus, but Horkianos and Aristobulus were fighting each other, and Choni took a side, and they killed him in the war. That's how Josephus writes it. The Marsha says it could be that he didn't have, that this rumor was falsely started. He wasn't killed. You see over here, he wasn't killed. Maybe it's from over here that he was able to sleep for 70 years. Nope, and we're going to see the Hamashach of the story. Nobody really believed it was him anymore. They all thought he was dead. So maybe that's where this rumor from Josephus came about also, is because they were under misunderstanding that he was dead, because how could a person possibly sleep for 70 years? Who ever heard of such a thing happen like that? He came when he got up from his sleep, and he saw a person who was picking the fruit from the same carob tree that he had just seen planted. Amar Leim said, oh my God, you're the one who planted the tree. Amar Leim, no, Bar Bre Ana, I'm his grandson. Amar Leim, Shema Mina, Dinayim, the Shimshon, he just woke up and he's probably in shock. He said, I just slept for 70 years. He also saw that his donkeys that he was having had crazy offspring, that they saw the offspring from that. It was another reason, another raya, that he really had slept for 70 years. So Choni comes back home. Azar Leves, he comes home. Amar Lei, and says to his people of his house, Bre de Choni, Amagal Mikayim, is the son of Choni still alive? Amar Lei, no, Bre Leisa, he's dead already. He died already. Bar Bre Leisa, however, his grandson is still alive. Amar Lehu, Ana Choni Amagal, he said, I'm Choni, Choni Amagal, the famous Choni Amagal. Loimne, they didn't believe him. His son hears that they thought he was killed. His son, Samash Shungan, is claiming to be Choni Amagal. They didn't think it was him. She went to the base midrash. They were teaching in base midrash. They said, wow, this teaching is so clear. It sounds like the expression they used. This is like the years of Choni Amagal. He was able to explain all the inaccuracies of the text and give us the accurate halacha. It's like the times that we had under Choni. Whenever we'd come to the base midrash, like we know the famous Choni, anytime we'd ask any kashas, they were reminiscing, wow, he was amazing. Anything that we would ask, he would give us answers to. Amalek Choni said to them, Ananiyo, Ananiyo, I'm him. I'm the Choni. Lo Aminu, they didn't believe him. And therefore, they didn't give him the honor that was due to him, being Choni Choni Maga, the God of Ador, and they didn't believe it was him. Chalash Doite by Rachmei Omeis. So he was so upset about this, he asked for Hashem to have Rachmanos on him and that he should die. Amarava, Hainu Dar Meinshe, this is what the popular thing that people say. O Chavrusa, O Misusa. This is famous in yeshivas. People always say this all the time, that either you have a companionship through chavusa, or it's better to be dead. Life's not worth living if you don't have, Rashi understands it, that he didn't have the proper respect. Also, he didn't have the proper way to fulfill Torah. His whole purpose in his life was to give off Torah. If people would understand who he was, they were never going to respect him, and they will learn from him. He thought there was no purpose of him living anymore. The whole purpose was to spread Torah, and that's chavusa misusa, that he didn't have anyone to listen to him. Fascinating story. So it could be that that's where Marsha points out that maybe that's where Josephus, because nobody really believed the Choni Hamagal, so nobody, that's where Josephus maybe misunderstood that in fact Choni was killed, but really he wasn't. He just had slept for 70 years. Abba Chilkiah barbered the Choni Hamagal. Abba Chilkiah was a grandson of Choni Hamagal. So then it was in the Masorah and the family already. When people needed rain, the Rabbana would send a request of Inuvai Rachamay and Daven for him. So that and the rains would come. Zimnechada itzrechlei alma lemitra. So they went. They needed rain. Shadar rabbanan zugad rabbanan lagabei. The rabbanan sent the pair of rabbanan to him. The mabai rachamim did answer mitra to ask it. You know that your grandfather got us the rain. You also should be able to bring us the rain. It reminds me of the story of Shechem always cries when he says the story that during the war, Aaron Cutler did whatever he could. He turned over every stone to try to save Jews from wherever they may have been. And he knew that Jews in Italy were on the verge of being deported. And he asked, is there any person in the world in America right now that can do something besides the president who ignored them, whatever? And they said, yeah, the mafia. Sort of Aaron Cutler went to the head of the mafia at the time, I don't know, Gambino or which family it was, and he asked for a bracha. And he asked for them to help the Jews in Italy. Rosh Hashanah always like balls when he says the story. He cries a lot. He's a very emotional person, but he cries when he says the story. And he hears the heartfelt plea of the rabbi. And he says, I'm going to try to help you. I don't know if it ended up working out. Maybe I think he was successful, maybe saving a few people from Italy. I'm not sure. I don't remember that part. But, so the Rav Aaron Cutler was ready to pay him. He had some money that he collected for it. And the guy says, I have more than enough money, Rabbi. I don't need your money. I want a blessing. I want a blessing from you. So he's thinking, what can he give the mafia leader of the world a blessing? So he gave him a blessing that he should die peacefully with all the people who are trying to kill him and whatever. He's a mafia man, and that's what happened. Kenaya, that it was that he, so his son went to Rav Schneer. And he actually asked for is Aaron Cutler still here? And they said, no, he died already, but his son is still here. And he asked his son for bracha, and I think apparently the story goes that he died. And apparently, even recently, a few years ago, another mafia man came to BFG and asked Rav Malkiel, his grandson, for a bracha. That's what it's reminded me of this also. Lahavdil, about what, who was asking for what. But Etzem, that he came, that there was a masorah in their family, the mafia family had, that the Cutlers have an exclusive bracha to give them. Okay, either way, back to over here in our story, is that this is Lahavdil of the Abdullah's task for Rachamim and Klal Yisrael, that we should have rain. So they asked the grandson of Chol Yamagal, Azul Levesi Velashkacho, they went to his house, they didn't find him. Azul Bedavar, they found him in the fields. Vashkacho Dehavi Kar Rafik, they saw him that he was working the fields, he was hoeing. Yavule Shalmat, so they greeted him, turning on to the next step. But now, Velo Istabrile Apid, but he didn't welcome them with a smile. That's a generally, a person should obviously greet Avim Makabal Kol Adam to save her Panim Yalpos in a nice face, and he didn't do this. They were very when I see, they asked him about all this afterwards. Befanai in the evening, Kavim Menaket Tzive, when he gathered up some of the wood and he was taking home, Dara Tzive Umara Bechad Kasva, he would carry the wood and the hoe on one shoulder, Glima Bechad Kasva, and his cloak would be on the other shoulder. Kula Orcha Losa Masani, and the entire way he didn't wear his shoes. Kimata the Maya Seam Masani, when he came to a stream of water, he put his shoes on to cross it. Kimata Le when he came to an area of thorns and thistles, delaysnu lemane, and he lifted his hem of his clothing, thereby exposing his legs to the thorns. Kimat lemasa nafke devisay lape kima kishte. When he reached the town, his wife came out to meet him, and she was all dressed up. Kimat lebesa, when she reached his house, alas devisay bereisha, his wife entered first. Vahada ail iu, and then he entered. Vahada ale rabbanan, and the rabbanan were invited to enter. Yasi vikara chrifta, he sat down and he ate bread. Vilomar lu rabbanan tu krochu, he didn't tell them to eat. He didn't invite them to join his meal. Palag, again, these are all going to be questions that they ask about. Palag riftali nuke, why she went in first? Why did he eat? Palag riftali nuke, he gave bread to his children, le kashishe chaza, chada le ture tre. Give the older child, he gave one portion of bread, and the younger one, he gave two portions of bread. Amalad the Vasai said to his wife, Yadana de Rabbanah Meshu Mitra Kasu, the man here to ask me to daven for rain. Nisik la ikrav ne barachame, efshar de miratzik al shbarachu vyesi mitra, velo napsik tu vasna nashim. So he said, let's go up to the roof, much like the famous midrash that we have by Yitzchak and Rivka. They went up to the roof. One was in one corner, one was in the other corner. They were davening, and they went up. They went secretly so that they shouldn't see that they were going to the roof. He thought that no one would discreetly would daven, and the rain. No one would realize that the rain was coming about because of him. So Sakul, they went up to the roof. Kam Iyo Bechad Zivasa. He stood in one corner. Iyo Bechad Zivasa. She stood in the other corner. They davened. Kadim Saluk Ananem Behach Zisa Devisaya. The clouds came over the wife's area first. It means that her tefillahs were answered to have rain come out. Kinachis, when he came down from the roof, Amar Lehu Amai Asu Rabbanan. What are the Rabbanan come for? Amar Lei Shadre Lehu Rabbanan Lagabe Demar Lemabai Rachame Amitra. The Rabbanan have come and asked you whether you could daven for rain. Amar Lehu, he said to them, Baruch Hamakom Shelo Itzrich Eschem La'Abba Chilkia. Blessed is the one who did not Abba Chilkia, but said rain before he even come to ask me, and therefore he was saying that I'm not responsible for the rain. So they picked up on this. They realized that they saw explicitly this was definitely all a gimmick, and that for sure he was the reason that they had the rain. Amrule Yadana Demitra Machmas Marda. So we know that it's you. Don't try to conceal it. We know that you davened. Alemilan Marva. Tell us a few things. We're very confused about a few. We want to learn from your ways, and we saw a few things that are very interesting. We want to learn from your meisim. First thing is my tamik yavinu lamar shalma lo yisper la marape. Why didn't you greet us? You know, having a kabbal called a masiv yav baruf us to always to greet someone nicely, and you, why didn't you greet us? Amar lo schir yomav, and he says, I'm really sorry, but I was a day worker, I was working, I was hired by the day, a certain per hour, I was paid, let's say, $10 an hour, for 10 hours, $100, and that's what I was paid for. V'amina lo igarper, I said to myself, that since I am being paid by the day, I'm not supposed to interrupt, even for a moment, to welcome you. And therefore, I was very, very machmir on myself, not to waste even a moment, even by making a smile to you, that was afraid that would lead me to distract myself from the work that I had been hired to do. Wow, how machmir was he on this halacha of Schir Yom? My time in the Rambam quotes this, Yaakov Avinu, about the Zamora, and that's how we have to be. It's very, very scary. People are hired and paid by the hour, just in general. People are hired and they, you know, you're not supposed to go on other websites and things like that. Even to listen to Shirim is not so pashut if they expected you to be working at those times. My time Dara Damar Tzivik Achar Kasek Lema Ad Kasek. Okay, they asked another thing. You carried wood and on one shoulder, and then you carried your garment on the other shoulder, carried a cloak on the other shoulder. Why don't you just wear the cloak to protect you from the wood? Amar Lehu, Talish Ulai, so because I borrowed this jacket, Lachi Shali, Lachi Lo Shali, I asked to wear it. I did not ask permission to carry wood on it, and I was afraid maybe the guy didn't want me to carry wood, and therefore I did not want to do that. Why don't you wear your shoes though? But when you came to a stream, you put on your shoes. Armalovi said he was so poor, everywhere I saw, I could see where I'm going, and therefore I didn't need these shoes, and I want them to wear out. Because again, he was so poor, he was afraid he was going to wear out the shoes and have to buy new ones. He didn't have money for them. The Milo cousin hovering water, I was afraid I could step into snakes or scorpions or whatever it might be, and therefore I could not afford another pair of shoes, and therefore I would not wear my shoes. L'chora, there's a din on the Gemara in Shabbos, right? It's an embarrassment for somebody not to wear shoes. So he obviously was wearing something, so the Yachron went to fight. Maybe he wore some sort of protective covering over his feet, not actually shoes, to wear. Because the Gemara speaks very strongly against, that's one of the reasons we have the bracha of Shasali cold turkey, is this that is considered cold turkey of a person, is his shoes. That's like the bare minimum a person needs in his daily life, is the shoes. So that is something you definitely need. So obviously he was wearing shoes. So that's, and Gemara talks very strongly about not wearing them. So Lechori had shoes. So therefore, Achronim points out maybe he was wearing some other things with bags over them. Otherwise, the Gemara continues. My taima ki masa marle izmi ve'agi delenu leman. When you get by thorns and the thistles, you lift your clothing, and now your legs are going to get scratched. My leg will heal. I'll get little cuts. They're going to heal. However, my garments does not heal. I have no money to buy new ones, and therefore I lift it up and got the scratches as opposed to my garment getting ruined. My tami kimat to the mar lamasa nafka divasar the mar kimakushta. So why did they ask him why when you got to the town your wife go out to greet you, and she was not only she greeted you while she was dressed very nicely. Amar lehu kadesh loyet and inabedi shachar. I shouldn't ever look at someone else. I should look at my beautiful wife and nobody else. My tami alai bereisha. So why did she let her come in first? And then you went after her. The chora should be the opposite. A person's not supposed to walk behind a woman. Even your own wife you're not supposed to walk behind. And then we were invited afterwards. So he said, "Mishum delo badikeli." I didn't know who you guys were, and I was afraid to leave her. Even if I would have walked in first, I didn't think it was proper to leave my wife outside with you guys. I don't know, maybe you were like kidnapper or whatever it was, and therefore I didn't know who you were. So therefore I was careful to make sure nothing happened to her. The Mark continues, "My taima kikarach marifta lo amarlan isu krochu." Why don't you say to join eat with us when you ate your meal? Mishum delo nafisha rifta, because I knew that there was not enough bread, and you saw there was not enough bread. So you would have declined my invitation. So therefore, minu lo'as libu rabbanan tibusa b'chinam. Therefore, it's going to be like a nevastas. You're going to think that I'm really inviting you. You know it was a fake. You know that I didn't have enough food. You would have said no. I know for sure, 100% you're going to say no. So therefore, I'm not going to give you an invitation. Be maksei tov for yourself. That's a form of dishonesty not to do that. But why did you give the older child only one slice of bread? He's older. He's a bigger body. And the younger one, you gave two slices of bread. The older one is able to stay home. He learns at home. He's at home, whatever he's doing at home. The one learns in shul all day with his melamed starting Torah. So he comes home much hungrier. The other one is able to eat lunch. This one's not able to eat lunch, so therefore he's going to be much hungrier. Why was your wife's tefillahs answered before yours? The clouds came in her direction before it came in your direction. So he answered because she has chusim mishum deisa shchicha beveisa. She's home more often than I am. And she always gives poor people food. And therefore her benefit is more immediate. I give money to the poor people's benefit is not immediate since they have to go buy the food. So therefore that's why she's going to be answered first. Or there was these boryanim. Some say it's a person who's in other contexts, I'm not sure it's boryanim are people who are like mafia men. People who are very scary people. So I daven that they should die. So she daven that they should do tshuva. I do know the famous story actually of Meir and Bruria, whom our brachos relates. I think it was those two. And Rav Meir wanted to, also similar thing that the people were bothering him and they were mitzara. The tshuva, and he was going to daven that they should die. And his wife Bruria said, no, daven that they should do tshuva. It says, yitamu, it doesn't say, it's a chotim, rather it says chatoyim, that the sin should end. So daven they should do tshuva, and then they should be better. And he actually did. He davened that they should do tshuva. He listened to his wife's advice. And they did tshuva, very similar story to over here. She davened that they should do tshuva, and Hashem answered their tefillahs. The Mara continues, Chanan and Echba, Chanan, the hidden one, L'chori was hidden because he would try to hide his godless. Barbar said, Dechoni Magal, he was the son of the daughter of Choni, so he was the grandson of Choni Magal. Ki Mitzar Chab and the Mitzvah also had the koyach when rain was needed. Avi Mishari Rabban and Nenuke Devei Rav, the Kabei, the Rabban would send the little cheder children to him. Why the little cheder children? I says, going to see those little boys asking for water, then he would have extra achmanas and daven Hashem with an extra fervor, and then that L'chori would have the tefillahs answered. V'nakte lu b'shipulikli, mate. They would grab him by his garment. Ramalei, Abba, 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 Mitra. They said, Tati, Tati, Father, Father, give us some rain. Amar lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Chanan said that before Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the World, Asa b'shvil Eilu, do before these little children. They don't even distinguish between the one who gives rain and doesn't give rain. They're starving. They need the water. They need the rain. They're thirsty. Please answer tefillas. Why was he called Chanan? I hated one. Because he would hide himself, his godless, he would conceal himself in the Beis HaKiseh. He was very careful, even in the bathroom, to conceal his privates and even when leaving himself. That's the gears that we have. Rashi says it's very difficult to assume. That's why he's such a tzaddik. No, rather, just we don't have the gears of the Beis HaKiseh. Rather, he would just hide himself. That's what I was alluding to before. That he would hide himself as high as his tzidkus, that he was hiding as how holy of a man he was. Mark continues now, Amarlei, Rabbi Zekel, or Rav Safar. Rav Zekel said, Rav Safar, Tachaz, let's look. Ma Beit Kifa Darad Yisrael, Chassidim of Bavel. Literally the strong ones, meaning the holy ones of Eretz Yisrael, and the tzaddikim of Bavel. What are the difference? Because Chassidim Bavel, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Kiyavim Metzich Amal Amitra, when they need a rain, Amre Nichnif Hadre Hadadev Nibai Racham, let's daven, that we should have mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with the everybody together, community davening, Eshim Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeh Timatra, that Hashem is going to answer, and it's tefillahs and bring rain. However, to keep it out of Israel, the people of Eretz Israel, who are they? Could go to Rav Yonah Avua Der Ami Barmani, Kevin Matzari Almut Lemitra, when the world was needed to rain. Have Ayel Lavese Vamalu, you would go to his family, and he'd tell his family, Avali Gluai, give me a sack, Azul Aitzel Bezuzai Bure. And I'm going to go and ask for grain for this, a lot of money, just to pay for a small amount of food. And he was hiding even from his family that he was going to daven for rain. Kevin Nafik Lebra, when he go outside, Azul Vakai Beduchta, we saw you go stand in a deep place to daven. From the depths, I called out to Hashem. He would stand in a secluded place. And no one would see him. And daven with the sackcloth and daven. And the rain would come. When he come home, they'd ask him, "Did you get what you bought?" Amalei, he would make an excuse. Mar Ibure, did you get grain? Amalei, no. That since the rain already came, I don't need to, and therefore everybody has what they need, and therefore I didn't have to buy yet because the prices are going to go down, and he would hide from even his family that he was the one davening for rain. Okay, but pick up Ezra Shem Visu in tomorrow's daf.